Four bills.
Do you have a script for SJR 4 and SB 3?
Do we need a script?
Do we need a script, Paul, at all?
Let's suspend the rules.
We have to suspend the rules.
Senator Monroe.
Mr. Chair, I move that we suspend the rules so that we can take up Senate Joint Resolution 4 and Senate Bill 3.
Senator Monroe has moved that we suspend the rules so that the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue can take up SJR 4 and SB 3. Objections to that motion? It's in order.
Chair, I would move that we
reconsider
the vote by which we passed Senate Joint Resolution 4 and Senate Bill 3.
Senator Monroe has moved that we reconsider the vote by which we passed SJR 4 and SB 3. Discussion. Objections. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we amend.
We've
got to take the amendments out.
Okay. So we have to remove.
Open a work session on SJR 4.
And what are the amendments that we're taking out?
Doesn't the new amendment do that?
Yeah, it's probably yes.
So let's have the Department of Revenue.
Yeah, what do we need to do?
And Bob Muir. There's Bob. Bob knows all. Here comes Bob Muir. Deborah, you're going to talk for the DOR? I know y'all worked hard while we were signy-dying last night or partying, like we were signy-dying.
Mr. Chair, I must confess I was there as well.
Oh.
And had a good time. I am Bob Muir, Deputy Legislative Counsel. I worked on the amendments to SJR 4, and if you would like, I'll basically outline to you what we're trying to do.
That'd be great. And at the end, if you could answer the technical question that we had on the table of, do the amendments accomplish, do we need to take anything out of the bill, or do these amendments accomplish what everything that we need?
The amendment should accomplish everything you need.
Great. Thank you, Bob.
The Department of Revenue and DOJ pointed out that the incidence of tax, as it was stated in the SJR 4, appeared to be on the distribution, and that was inconsistent with the statutory taxes where it's on the consumer. The taxes are collected or prepaid and collected by the distributor in those cases. So what we did in these amendments is we made the tax on consumption, which parallels the statutory scheme, but expressly recognize that the distributor can collect the tax from the consumer. So if you just, in terms of groupings of provisions, if you lines 1 through 9 are moving from the language of distribution to consumption, lines 19 through 21, again, expressly recognize that the distributor may prepay the tax and collect it from the consumer. And then over on page 2, line 2, we're clarifying that even though the tax may be collected at distribution, it's only from distributors who are distributing to consumers. And a consumer is defined in line 6, or consumption is defined in line 6 through 9, as a person in the state who purchases not for the purpose of reselling the cigarettes to anyone else. Okay. And then the other substantive change, and it's just a technical change again, but it was pointed out that we had an express exemption in the Constitution that was unnecessary. We had an exemption for purchases of less than $100 and some others. But there was a provision already in SJR 4 that said that the legislature could adopt exemptions from this tax by statute. That provision was already in SJ 4. So the express exemption was unnecessary. And, in fact, the exemption that was in SJR 4 will be reflected in the statutory language, exempting all categories where this tax is applied. The same exemptions will apply that appear currently in statute, so they'll be parallel. And that is what these amendments accomplish.
Right.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Burdick.
The elimination of that constitutional exemption is on
lines 10 and 11 of page 1 of the amendment. Is that where that?
Yes.
Maybe 10.
It's in line 25 of page 1, lines 3, I'm sorry, lines 2, 1 and 2 on page 2.
Wait, there is no line 25 on page 1.
Okay.
In the bill.
Line 10, deleting line 25 from the bill.
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Other questions? Senator Monroe?
You ready to go?
I need to. So my understanding is, should this pass voter pass the election, we could have issues or will have in terms of administration that we would deal with in the next legislative session.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. Deborah Buchanan with the Department of Revenue. Mr. Chairman, we will use resources that we have, should this pass, to administer the startup provisions. If there are any administrative issues that need to be dealt with, we will come back to you in the February session, and then also in the February session, take care of the funding issues with the Ways and Means Committee is our plan.
Great. Anything else from the Department of Revenue that we should know before moving this bill?
No, sir, unless there are questions.
Questions for DOJ, or actually Legislative Council, formerly DOJ, or the Department of Revenue. Thank you very much. Recognize Senator Monroe.
Yeah, move the dash 8 amendments to SJR 4.
Senator Monroe has moved the dash 8 amendments to SJR 4 discussion.
I believe it's a dash B8 amendments.
Yeah, SJR 4 B8. Yeah.
B8.
Well, it's the B version of the SJR, so it's the 8th amendment for the SB.
So we'll just. Senator Monroe has moved the dash B8 amendments to SJR for discussion. Please call the roll.
Aye.
Nope.
Aye.
No.
Vote aye. Senator Monroe.
Move SJR 4B with the dash 8 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Extra careful. Senator Monroe has moved SJR 4 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator George.
Children's health care is an important issue. We all understand that. But the idea of picking one group, vilifying them, then us turning that, since it's not a general tax, this is a specific tax, these kind of taxes scare me half to death because I just can imagine where we'll go from here with this kind of thing. So I just can't support it on the basis of not that it isn't good for the children, but on the basis that it's just an unfair tax.
Thank you.
With, oh, by the way, follow-up comment. With a declining revenue impact, I believe, in the future because of the height, because of the level of the tax.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Monroe.
I'll save my comments for the floor.
Thank you.
Did you say that out loud? Or
we've already debated this. Let's move ahead.
Please call the roll.
Senator Burdick.
Aye.
Senator George.
No.
Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
No.
What's up?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Starr.
Serve notice of a possible minority report.
Senator Starr has served notice of a very likely minority report, is my is my understanding. Open work session on SB 3. Senator Monroe.
Move the dash 3 amendments to SB 3.
Senator Monroe has moved the dash A3 amendments to Senate Bill 3, and I just want to make sure I would like a nod. Same carriers. But the threes. Senator Monroe has moved the A3s to Senate Bill 3. Discussion. Objections. Clerk, please call the roll.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator George?
Nope.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
No.
Chair Deckard? Votes aye. Senator Monroe?
Move B3 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a three-pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe has moved Senate Bill 3 as amended to the floor with a three-pass recommendation. Discussion.
Mr. Chair, we also have a dash A4. Those are just, we're just ignoring those.
Well, that's what I'm looking. A3s are everything you worked on last night. That is correct. Further discussion. Please call the roll.
Aye.
Nope.
Aye.
No.
Votes aye. Committee, I hope this is the last time we have a SJR 4 and SB 3 before us, but who knows?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If you bring it back, we'll work on better and longer speeches.
Well, that's incentive not to bring it back. Thank you. Thank you to Legislative Council and the Department of Revenue and Department of Justice and Kate Newhall and whoever else that worked on this very hard last night. Open a work session on House Bill 3044. Does the crew want to come up that was here last time? Ray, would you like to? Someone from the Department of Forestry. I talked to Senator Devlin last night, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. For the record, my name is Christina McNitt, and I'm representing the Oregon Small Woodlands Association. When I was last before you on House Bill 3044, I shared with you that we were generally supportive of this bill, but it was caught up in some budget negotiations with the Department of Forestry's budget. And I would like to thank all of you for allowing us a good 10 days for some furious negotiating back and forth. I think it's been resolved. The reveal is this afternoon at 2:30. And as far as I understand it now, all parties have signed off, and we would be happy to support this increase on landowners by 25% on six different taxes. And this, again, is to increase our ability to pay $15 million towards the deductible in the state's insurance policy for the fire program.
Mr. Chairman, Ray Wilkerson, Oregon Forest Industries Council. Just real briefly, just like to echo what Christina just said. We've been working, obviously, with her and with the department on this package. There's actually four bills left in this session. In the waning days of the session, they're all tied together that all have to pass, and it's a kind of an intricate puzzle, but it looks like we're on the right track to resolve all four of them and get a right decision made. So appreciate your indulgence.
Thank you. Question, Department.
Charlie Stone for the Department of Forestry. We continue to support the bill on its merits as we did before. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Questions for this panel?
Senator, move the bill.
Senator Starr has moved.
Are we in work session?
Yes, okay. Open a work session. Senator Starr has moved. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great Thursday. Senator Starr has moved House Bill 3044 to the floor with the due pass recommendation discussion. Objections to that motion? Bill passes. Anyone?
Okay.
Senator Starr will carry that bill.
My first tax increase bill.
Got a few of them we could. You want them? There's plenty of them if you'd like them. Open a work session on HJR 13 and David Williams time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. David Williams with the Oregon School Boards Association. You'll remember when we talked about this bill before, I had discussed having an amendment drafted that would modify the definition of capital construction that is contained in Section 11 of the Constitution, or what was drafted under Measures 47 and 50. As it currently is, school districts, when they go out for their local their local capital bond cannot buy everything for that building. They can buy the building, you know, build the building. They can buy a certain amount of stuff, but they can't buy desks or bookshelves or computers to go in that building. So what I've done is I've had language crafted that would do just that. Working with Cindy Hunt in Legislative Council and with bond council folks who are a whole heck of a lot smarter than I, came up with this language that would allow, for instance, allow schools when they build a new building to populate it with the necessary computers, lab equipment, you know, down to, like I say, desks and bookshelves. There are two amendments drafted. One of them removes HJR 13's language regarding general obligation bonds. The other adds this change in definition to HJR 13. My personal preference, the preference of the Oregon School Boards Association, would be to add this to the GO bonding piece, but I lay both amendments at the will of the committee respect their judgment in that. And hope that you would look on it favorably.
Questions for, yes, Senator Monroe.
So your preference is the dash 3 amendment?
The dash 3 is the stuff amendment, yes, versus the gut and stuff amendment.
Okay.
I like both amendments, of course.
But do we need them both? If we do the dash 3, doesn't that pretty well take care of it?
No, that's correct. And the other addition in the dash 3 is it does modify slightly the existing definition of capital in HJR 13 just to align the two definitions, just for drafting so that they are both the same under the constructs of HJR 13 and this change to Section 11.
Thank you. Other questions for David? Thank you.
Thanks.
So, committee, what I was hoping to do is move the A4s, which is the gut and stuff version. I've talked to a number of players who are all, and Andy, if you want to testify on your piece, which is a little bit different, the city piece, feel free to come up. But I talked to Representative Hunt and the treasurer driving down this morning. And what I'd like to do is move the A4s. I think they will be non-concurred within the House, and that three of us, if we have three volunteers, would then just sit on the conference committee and decide the fate of this bill, of whether we do the original bill, some version of those A3s, which are just kind of the whole, we're going to enchilada, and we're going to hear about sauce for the enchilada here in a second. But that would be my preference today, given the lateness that we are in session. Mr. Shaw, you have a different issue.
Andy Shaw with the League of Cities. We have been tracking this discussion and are very supportive of the concept. The only concern is the way these amendments have been drafted. They take the Constitution, which talks about what we can bond for, and only carve out an exception for equipment for school districts. And cities, other local governments, have very similar needs to purchase equipment, and we would love to see this authority extended to all of the taxing districts that are discussed in the Constitution. We'd be happy to pursue that as the bill moved ahead if we can gain support for that.
Great. It looks like it could be, it will buy you a week if we do a conference committee on this.
Great.
Other,
Mr. Chair,
Senator Monroe.
Yeah, in my decade on a local school board, I ran into this problem. We passed a bond and we were building new buildings, and we had to be very creative in terms of figuring out what we could pay for and what we couldn't pay for, and how to scrape up the money for the desks and the computers and things when those couldn't be covered by the bond. So I think this is a very good change. I hope we can get a good bill through.
Great.
Could staff run us through 3 and 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Steve, A3s and A4s.
Mr. Chair, committee members, I just saw these late yesterday. But the A4s first is the gut and stuff, so it eliminates the content of the bill, and it changes the bill from a revision of the Constitution to an amendment of the Constitution. So you would just need a simple majority on the floor. And it says that limitations of Sections 11 and 11B of the article do not apply to bonded indebtedness. Sections 11 and 11B is the Measure 5 restrictions. So those are gone. And then it redefines capital costs, as you see at the bottom of the page, beginning in line 21. So it includes what's currently in there and then adds some language beginning on line 5 on page 2 of the A4. Dealing with costs associated with assets that have a useful life of more than 1 year. And then it specifically excludes from capital costs maintenance, repairs, supplies, unless they have a useful life of more than 1 year. And then it would be submitted to the voters at a general election, which would be November of 08. The bill has it at the primary election. The A3s, which maintain the content of the engrossed HR 13 and adds new language, defines capital costs, the same as in the A4, and then it adds another revision to the Constitution, a new section 11K, which again excludes from the major 5 property tax limits bonded indebtedness for school districts, education service districts, and community college districts only. Okay? And then has the same definition for capital costs as in the A4. So it's an addition, so it still would be a revision and require 2/3 vote on the floor.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator George and then Senator Monroe.
Is that the issue? I mean, I always get a little bit nervous when we send something out rather than the general, assembly voting on it and deciding. My first blush is I would be more comfortable with the dash threes. Any comments from my colleagues?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Burke.
I'm Senator George. Regardless of whether we do the 3 or the 4, it has to go out to the people.
Right.
Yeah.
So that issue is kind of moot.
Mr. Chair, based on the fact that this bill needs further work and a potential conference committee, to a certain extent, doesn't really matter to me which amendment you get in the bill. If we go to conference, we can continue to work the bill. And based on where we are in the session, I support the will of the chair.
Thank you. That is exactly the perspective I have of is that keeping this alive. We've done a lot on capital construction for K-12. I was a little bit surprised when we first had the hearing on it, because I've always been incredibly supportive of this concept. But the more look at the geo-bonding ability of this state and our inability to really do for community colleges and higher ed and the limitations that we have, started to think more strongly that perhaps geo-bond, at least we should think about that a little more. And by putting it in a conference committee, at least it gives us 5 or 6 days to really think about before we put this on the ballot of what we want to do. Senator Monroe.
Yeah, a couple of things. I'm very intrigued by the idea of some matching funds, some statewide bonding to sort of equalize the capital needs of school districts where there's great disparity, and also to provide some matching for community colleges for capital construction. By doing the dash 4 amendments, we eliminate that portion of the bill. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
So explain to me why you want to do that. Is it because of the 3/5 requirement?
Two-thirds.
Why is it two-thirds?
Constitutional revision.
Constitutional revision requires 2/3 vote of both houses.
40-40.
And then also gets us around the Armada issue.
Mm-hmm. Takes a 2/3 vote and a vote of the people.
To make this change that the sponsors, but that isn't my, that actually wasn't the, that's not the barrier for
okay.
The chair.
It when it passed the House, did it have substantial more than 40 votes?
Yeah, it had to. Yeah, it had to.
50 something.
Okay. So again, then. Why do you want to get the bill?
The reason is I am less comfortable than I thought I would be. Certainly years ago was far more comfortable with the idea of having schools in the geo bonding. Now looking at the finances of the state and our ability to simply do higher education bonding, which higher education is completely dependent on GO bonds, and community colleges to a lesser extent are, have a...
They can't pass bonds.
They have a aggressive or a more aggressive ask of the state on the GO bond side. And so having looked at that and spent time on that, to me, what we're doing on the double majority, what we're doing on school capital through the construction excise tax, mm-hmm. and then schools obviously tried and true method of local bonding for school capital, those three... with the stability fund and the spillover are at least a good start on school capital. And before we just, if we pass the bill as it is, or even with the amendment, which I think we would need to, we should all talk about if we do that, of ability to pass this at the polls, because there hasn't been a lot of voter research done on this issue. This one's been kind of flying under. So for a myriad of reasons, I thought, a week is, and okay. I talked to Representative Hunt yesterday. I think they will not concur.
Okay.
And that buys us a week to have okay. a conference committee and make some of those decisions.
Okay. All right. I'm happy. Let's do it.
Do you have any?
Well, I'm not happy, but I'll move the dash forward. My personal opinion, Mr. Chair, if I could,
please.
Is that the voters would approve this overwhelmingly. When we wrote out the bonds, you know, for seismic preparedness, Peter Courtney and I thought we were the only ones that thought that would be passed,
mm-hmm.
and it was passed, you know, with substantial numbers. I think this would be the same reaction to this.
Well, I'll try to. We should make sure that the conference committee then reflects. We'll try to make sure that the composition of the conference committee.
Senator George and I would love to serve on that conference.
Let me talk to the other two and figure out that it reflects that point of view. I think it's everyone involved is, I think, has a similar goal in mind.
Okay.
Senator George.
So I'll move the dash 4 amendments to H.R. 13.
Senator George has moved the dash A4 amendments to Senate Bill SJR, H.J.R.
Mm-hmm. 13. You're right. I need to add to the A4.
A4 is to the H.J.R. 13. Discussion. Objections to that motion. So ordered. Senator George.
And move H.J.R. 13 as amended with A4 to the floor. To do pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved the H.J.R. 4 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Discussion.
No, it's
H.J.R. 13. Why? I'm so glad you guys...
H.J.R. 13.
Senator George has moved H.J.R. 13 to the floor with a do pass recommendation as amended. Further discussion. Objections. So would anyone like to carry that bill? You want to?
I'll be happy to carry it.
Great. Senator Monroe will carry the bill. We stand adjourned.
Do you think the vote would be over?